Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I'm here in the control room at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in North Raleigh. Well, not North Raleigh. We're in Southeast Raleigh. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be all over the map in today's show. We do have the Bishop, Bishop Patrick Elwin Sr., will be calling in at about 4:15 Eastern time. So he'll call in a little bit. We'll have him on in the second segment of the show. Matt Papa, who's also doing the music tonight for Called to Worship. The day is finally here. I can't believe it. And so Bishop Wooden, I'll have him on in a little bit, and then Matt Papa, hopefully we'll get him in there. They're out there trying to get all the equipment working, and he flew in from Nashville, and his drummer came up from Charlotte, and they're just trying to get they're used to having their house band here at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ with Bishop Patrick L. Wooden, and that's all set up. That's all rocking because they do that every week. But to add another whole band to the stage on the opposite side of the stage takes a little work. So they're out there working on that, doing some sound check stuff, and exciting times here at Call to Action Radio. We're about T-minus 2 hours and 52 minutes before Call to Worship kicks off 2017. So pretty excited about that. I'm running on about 3 to 4 hours of sleep, and I've just been running hard all day. And this is the way it is every year. And by the way, just some words of experience and wisdom and advice. When you start doing attempt to do big things for the Lord, you can expect big opposition from our enemy. You can expect big opposition, spiritual warfare from Satan and his demons. And I'm not one to see a demon under every rock. Whenever something goes badly, I don't immediately assume it's a demon. Half the problems I cause or in my life I've caused on my own. I don't need a demon's help. I don't need Satan's help. But this week, literally, as soon as we got back from our 25th anniversary trip to Maui on Sunday, that was Sunday afternoon, literally that night and every day since, and every night since, it's been a very, 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 to the point of tears and praying and anointing of oil week for me, for my family, for my wife, things that were the challenges here with just getting to this point for Call to Worship. And it's just been a grind, and all week I've been, you know, and I don't know about you, but you know, I've been walking with the Lord, trying to anyway, since 1994, imperfectly, but always trying to fail in the right direction, and even still, my faith gets shaken. I have doubts. I struggle with fear, even though we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, right out of the New Testament. But this week, I mean, I've struggled with all of it. Is this stuff not going to come together and we're going to have to cancel this thing? I mean, that's a train wreck and all these people, hundreds of people are going to be disappointed. And that's just a bad reflection on the ministry. We're not canceling. We're here because God is good and all these other things and challenges that I didn't think were going to get worked out are getting worked out. And God brings you through it. It's not always the path of least resistance. As a matter of fact, when we travel the path of least resistance, without resistance, you get no strength. You get no growth when you have no resistance. That's why when our astronauts go out into space and they're out in zero G, they have to put them on treadmills and all kinds of stuff and work them out, because if they don't, their muscles atrophy and they have all kinds of problems. And that's why in the Christian life, when you're trying to pursue the things of God and just live out your faith, live out your discipleship in this fallen, twisted, messed up world, if you're trying to do that, you're going to get resistance. You're going to get opposition. And it's difficult. And this morning at my Friday morning Bible study that I go to here in Raleigh, I've been going since 2006, 2005, somewhere in there. 70, 80 guys every Friday morning. Danny Lotz started it. Danny Lotz's wife, you will know. That's Ann Graham Lotz, Billy Graham's daughter. And Danny started it. Danny's in heaven now with our father. But he started that like 35 years ago, and there's 70, 80 guys there every Friday morning. It's one of the most diverse crowds. That's what we're going to see tonight here at Called to Worship, is an incredibly diverse crowd, because we've got a lot of, I'm just going to speak frankly with you, a lot of white folks from a different part of town coming down here to Southeast Raleigh, which is not their part of town, and the Upper Room Church is predominantly black, and we're gonna see the body of Christ and the tapestry of God come together here tonight and worship together. And we don't do that very often, which is sad and kind of pathetic on many levels, but we're gonna do it tonight. But this morning with this diverse group of guys, I asked them at the end, and I just asked them to pray about some things going on with our family. And I could hardly get through the prayer request. And Pastor Mal Williams, who's been on this show before, powerful man of God, preacher, I asked him if he would lead the prayer. And I kid you not, after the regular session was over, there must have been 40 guys around me laying hands on me. Out comes the olive oil, and they're anointing me with oil according to God's word and just praying down the heavenlies. This is spiritual warfare. It's going to be right up until 7 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be right through there. And that's the deal, because we're trying to do big things for the Lord. God has blessed this ministry in so many crazy ways since 2004, when it was just a bunch of us local yokels engaging the culture war with a couple of pads of paper and some names and some emails. And it just kept growing. And the next thing you know, we're doing massive events, 14,000 people with Dr. Dobson. We did the first Harvest Crusade here in Raleigh in 2007. 42,000 people came out over three nights, and all these crazy things that God allowed us to do with a small group of dedicated Christians, men and women in Christ, and all the way through that, and then the radio on Saturdays, and then the radio daily, and now, just in case you know, and I'll talk about this a little bit tonight during Call to Worship, that now this radio program and our Facebook footprint and our podcast, and you're part of that, this reaches more people on a weekly basis than about 95% of the churches in America. And that is an incredible opportunity. It has been. I haven't told that story very often, because anytime I push Call to Action, I always feel like it feels like it's just self-promotion. And so I've been hesitant to do that. But a friend reached out to me about a year ago and said, Steve, there's a lot more here than I think. You got to believe more for what God wants to do with this ministry. And we got a new board together, and so we're getting serious about fundraising, and we'll start talking about the Sacred Cow Killers program coming out of tonight. And that's just a way for people to support us monthly. We want to grow onto a couple different radio platforms that'll allow us to access way more stations and try to do that in a financially viable way. But God's just doing an awesome thing here. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight throughout the course of the evening and ask people to support us. But you know what? Because we're going in the right direction, the enemy is all over it. But guess what? Greater is he that is in me and you and everybody here tonight than he who is in the world. God will show up. He is here already. He will do what only he can do. We will give him all the praise and the glory. Called to Worship tonight. When we come back, Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., my slightly older brother from another mother, here on Call to Action. And by the way, we're going to live stream this tonight. Another exciting thing.
Let's try it all together.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, live from the Upper Room. That would be the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, where the presiding pastor is Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., as I always say, my slightly older brother from another mother. And he's calling us right now. He'll be here later, but right now we have the bishop on the phone. Bishop, how you doing, my friend?
You put the emphasis on slightly older.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm trying to be accurate. Amen. You know, accuracy still matters, at least on this radio show.
Yes, sir. Man, listen, welcome. It's great to have you. And I feel kind of strange, because I'm actually at home and you're at the Upper Room. I know where you are.
How about that for role reversal?
that's a reversal. But what an exciting eve. What an exciting thing we're about to embark upon. Yeah. Coming together, worshiping the Lord together, and then coming together, in addition to that, for a very, very, very noble, if you will, cause. The cause of Call to Action, this call to worship, which is designed to be a blessing to and to sow into the tremendous work that Call to Action does, is, I think it is a God thing. Mm. And also, Steve, if you allow me, in this time in our nation where it seems like there are those who are just vested, who have interest in separating us on the basis of race, on the basis of color, on the basis of things that should not separate us. To have this wonderful service tonight where Christians are coming together, black and white, Hispanic, just people under the blood of Jesus, yeah, to worship the Lord and to allow even the cultural styles and differences of worship to blend together for the sake of glorifying the God of the, amen, Bible. I think that it is a marvelous thing. I think it's amazing, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. And let me thank you publicly for offering up the church and bringing us in like this, and your whole staff. You know, every time I come to the Upper Room, I feel like I've gone to the Oscars and I'm a winner because your staff
well,
here, your team, sir, just is so gracious and so kind and so welcoming. I mean,
yes,
it really has always made me really slightly uncomfortable because I'm just not used to that kind of hospitality. So praise God for that, and thank you so much for facilitating this. And since you mentioned togetherness, I mean, trying to bring Christians of varying hues together with different skin color and different background, different denomination, that's really been in the DNA of Call to Action since the day it really started, which goes back to March,
true,
of 2004, which when you and I met on the field of,
that's
battle,
right,
as we like to say, at the Raleigh City Council Chambers. And that was a burden on my heart. Now, I grew up, and I've said this from your pulpit in your church, I grew up what I would call a passive racist. Now, my parents didn't raise me that way, but meaning I didn't really care about the plight of other people. I would tell black jokes. I'd laugh at black jokes. And I just didn't care about black people in general. I wasn't,
right,
out there perpetrating that. But I had no room in my heart for the cause and the situation and the history of my African-American neighbors. And God just, I don't know, when he saved me, something just started to change. And all the way back to 2004, on that very first day, God has done this interesting thing, Pastor, with blending the body of Christ together via Call to Action. Is it just me, or have you seen that too?
Oh, it's not just you. It is a fact. And what it reflects is the fact that Jesus Christ died for everyone. The glory of Christianity is that Jesus Christ is for every man. Every race, every human being on the face of the earth. And once you taste Jesus and the Lord saves you, it changes you toward in these areas. And you look out at people and you realize that we're all souls and we're all equally lost. We all need the cross. And so it changes your perspective altogether. I grew up in a little close-knit community, and that was the side of town where we blacks town where we blacks live. I recall being over to a white friend of mine's house, and some of the white kids were walking down the street, and I'll never forget that he told us to stay in the backyard, mm-hmm, until the crowd passed, and we did, of course. And and the guy, I could call his name right off the tip of my tongue, I won't do it, but we played, we had a great time, but that was the society today. Now, here we are today where when black kids and white kids play together, nobody has to hide in the backyard. Nobody has to pretend not to be where they are for fear of being lynched or killed, or even people in that community being criticized for having us over. So the point I'm making is we've come a long way. I know that the listeners will say, yes, preacher, but we have a long way to go. And I would say that is true, but we've come a long way. And I think that one of the great things about Call to Action and what we're celebrating is we're celebrating the progress. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating what God has done, that you're at the Upper Room, that the Upper Room exists, that the Lord blessed us to build the church and for us to come together and to have brothers and sisters being hosted there at a, quote, black church, end of quote, which is just a church,
right,
where the predominant number of people who worship are African-American. But you understand, you get the vernacular. And so we're coming in, and I've said to the saints, the members of the church, I'm excited to have you guys come. I'm just excited about it, and we're going to have, I think it's going to be a great night. We're going to have a tremendous time. And beyond the service tonight, Call to Action is constantly causing, making an impact. You're very impactful, Steve, in the things that you have to say, the way that you frame them. I told the church last night, and I'll make this quick because I know you have other guests, that one of the things I admire about you, I said, this guy is good. As a matter of fact, he's very good at what he does, but he's committed to the Lord, and there are many conservative circles in broadcast and other areas whose arms would be even more welcoming to you if you just was a little less Christian.
Yeah, turn the Jesus thing down a little bit.
You won't let Jesus and the Bible go, and that's one of the things that make me love you so much.
Amen, and that's one of the things that makes me love you as much as I do as well. And tell people a little bit, what do you think they're going to – what do you, and just give a personal invitation, Pastor, because there's people listening to us in a lot of other places, but especially here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area. Why should they come be a part of this? Invite them personally to come out to the Upper Room tonight at 7 o'clock, the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, North Carolina, at 7 p.m. Go ahead and invite them.
Yes, sir. Come out one, come out all, because we are going to have an amazing time tonight. There is no movie playing. There's no event in town that will bless you like coming out to be a part of this move of God tonight. We have people who've been delivered by the glory and the power of Jesus Christ who are going to be a part of it. A pastor who is now preaching the gospel, who was in the world of pornography, and Jesus brought him out. Amen. We have the finest lieutenant governor, I think, in the history of North Carolina, Dan Forrest. Oh, man, I believe this guy is, listen, he's the one I think we've been waiting for.
That's right. I'm with you there. Plus,
Matt
the Upper
Papa's
Room Praise
going to
Team.
Be singing.
And Matt Papa and the Upper
Room Praise Team. We're going to have a ball.
That's going to be great. Sir. Pastor, thanks for calling in, buddy. I'll see you soon. God bless
you. Thanks, man.
All right, man. We'll see you soon. Okay, there you go, friends. Bishop Wooden, this is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio here at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh. And the site of tonight's Call to Worship, this is our fourth annual Call to Worship. You can still get here if you live in the Triangle area. Believe me, I hope you understand that now. I've been talking about it enough. We've had it splashed all over Facebook ad nauseum for like a month and a half now. And it's really just, if you just need a boost, forget Call to Action for Radio for a second. If you just need a boost, if you just need some encouragement, you need to see the body of Christ come alive. You need to see the mixture of the body of Christ racially to see what the answer is to our racial divide and even our political divide in America, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to experience that, you need that. You're ready for that. You need something other than the bad news of the day and the politics and the garbage. Then you want to be here tonight. So you can go to the website, c2atoday.com. That's our homepage, c2atoday.com. That's the letter C, the number two, the letter A, c2atoday.com. Right there, you're just going to see the Call to Worship banner. You click on it. It'll take you to the event page. You just register real quick. You'll see the directions, where to go. And we're down here in Southeast Raleigh, Upper Room Church of God in Christ. Google it. Put it in Google Maps, whatever. You can come here. We start at 7. Doors open at 6. And you could show up without a ticket. You're still going to get in. We're not going to deny people who drive down here to be a part of it. But really, if you need a touch from the Lord, you'll get one tonight. And the incredible testimony of Joshua Broom, from porn star to pastor, literally, and just incredible. But we've got a friend here in the Triangle that I think is going to be here tonight. Clay, you're on with Steve. Are you there? Hey, Clay, are you there? Yeah, I'm not pulling Clay up right now. Hey, Howard, can you try to connect with Clay, see if you can pull him up here? And we'll try that again. But he's somebody who was planning on coming tonight. He's been on hold for a while. But, Clay, if you're still out there and you want to call in and be a part of the show, I would love that. And, by the way, that would be pretty cool. So if you're here in the Triangle and you're going to be here tonight, if you're coming to Call to Worship tonight, I'd love for you to call in and just share for us, number one, why you're coming. And, number two, if you've been here before, what was it like for you? What was the experience like for you if you've been to Call to Worship before? But you can still come tonight, even if you just haven't even looked at it and you want to grab some tickets, and you don't even need tickets, but if you want to put it in your Google Maps, it's just Upper Room Church of God in Christ. We're on Idlewood Village Drive in Raleigh. So just Google Upper Room Church Raleigh and you'll find the address. Or go to our homepage at c2atoday.com, c2atoday.com. call2action.com. That stands for Call to Action, and you can register there if you want. So tonight, here's what's going to happen. Right at 7 o'clock, we'll go live. Bishop Wooden's going to welcome everybody. There'll be hundreds of people here, and he's going to welcome everybody and pray over us. Matt Papa will be up first with like three songs. Then I'm going to introduce Joshua Broom. I'll come up and introduce Joshua from Porn Star to Pastor. He's going to share his testimony. And by the way, he's very delicate with that. He's not going to use a bunch of terminology that you wouldn't want your 10 or 11 or 12-year-old kid. My 12-year-old daughter will be here. And so he's not going to glorify the devil. He's going to glorify the Lord. And this is an incredible testimony. So Joshua will share his testimony. Then we'll get some music from the Upper Room Praise Team. They're going to rock this place. And there's going to be a lot of white Christians here that have never been down that road before. And that's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to come up and do my onstage interview with Bishop Wooden and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. And we're going to talk about the state of North Carolina, the state of the nation, the role of Christians in politics, and prayer, too. We're going to talk about the power of prayer. And how can we pray for somebody like a Lieutenant Governor? What does it mean to him when Christians are praying for him? And what role do we play in all of this? How do we balance out politics? How do we deal with that kind of tough intersection of our faith and the kingdom of God and our patriotism and our love of America in the political realm, which is always messy. And so you're going to have three guys on the stage here tonight that love Jesus more than North Carolina and America. But we love North Carolina and we love America too. So that's going to be a great conversation. And then some more music. And then I'm going to do a little invitation for people to partner with us financially to talk about the No Sacred Cows and Sacred Cow Killer program. And we won't spend a lot of time on that and people that are going to make donations and be a part of the night and help us out financially. And then Bishop Wooden's actually going to sing. And then the last two songs of the night are going to be Matt Papa's band and the Upper Room Praise Team mashed together to do the last two songs of the night, which I don't even know what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen, but I don't know what's going to happen. But if you're coming or if you've been before and you want to share why you're coming or what your experience was like previously, give us a call. 866-348-7884 is our phone number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm just looking out into the sanctuary to see if Matt and those guys are still doing some sound check stuff and to see what's going on out there. But hopefully we'll get him in here. If not in this segment, then in the final segment. But again, I wanted to tell you on Facebook tonight, we're going to be live streaming this. It looks like we're going to be able to pull that off. It's through Ustream. So just before 7 o'clock when we go live, here in at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, we will we'll live stream it, but I'm going to put that onto my two Facebook pages. So if we're personal friends on Facebook, because I had a personal friend page first, you could find me on Facebook under Steve Noble Raleigh. You can probably search me that way. But most of the activity for Call to Action is on our Facebook page for the radio show, which is facebook.com/C2A Radio. facebook.com/C2A Radio. You can also get to that page from the station listing and everything on our homepage at c2atoday.com. But if you want to join us and you're out of the state, you just can't get here tonight, it's going to live stream. We'll live stream the whole thing. We'll get going at 7. We'll probably be done by 9:15, 9:20. You never know what the Holy Spirit's going to do with these things. I guarantee you it will bless you. And I know it's going to bless me. I need encouragement, and I know God's going to encourage me tonight. I need my faith built up right now, and I know God's going to build my faith tonight. And I know God's going to just touch hearts and touch lives, and he's going to get glory, and we're going to be basking in that. And it's just this unity and this sweet spirit of the body of Christ that is rare. I've told you this several times about Called to Worship, that kind of the two things I hear most often is from people is they've never experienced anything like it. And number two, and this might sound a little rude, they wish church on Sunday mornings was a little bit more like it, because you get testimony and you get some word and you get great praise and worship music. And it's really the unity in the body of Christ that I think makes it so special. We were talking to Bishop Wooden earlier about what God has done in and through Call to Action in the racial context, because from day one, when we went to the Raleigh City Council Chambers, if you're not familiar with Raleigh, you kind of have North Raleigh, which is a little more upper income, and you have South Raleigh and Southeast Raleigh, which is lower income, more black folks down here, more white folks up north. Unfortunately, it's kind of typical in a lot of cities. But that very first day when we went into the Raleigh City Council Chambers, with about 320, 330 people, a third of them were Bishop Wooden's people from his church. So right there, we had a third of the crowd were African-Americans. And African-Americans, you make up about 11 or 12% of the populace of the United States. And even when we formed our first board and we started. We were reaching out to pastors. We actually did an event in 2004. We were tasked with driving attendance for this big Dr. Dobson event, James Dobson, when he was still with Focus on the Family. It was called Stand for the Family Rally. They did two of them in North Carolina that year, 2004. So that was Bush's second race. And we had an open Senate seat in North Carolina. Richard Burr, who's now the U.S. Senator from North Carolina, was running for that open Senate seat. And he was down about 8 or 10 points before these rallies. They did a rally right after Labor Day, September of 2004, in Charlotte. Now, if you don't know anything about Charlotte or North Carolina or Raleigh, Charlotte is twice the market that Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill is. So Charlotte's much bigger. They had about 4,500 people came out there in Charlotte. In Raleigh, at our venue, which is where the Carolina Hurricanes play, we had almost 14,000 people come out. Three times the people in half the market. God really did just a miraculous thing, and it was our job to reach out to churches and pastors because churches bought 75-80% of the tickets, and it was just this massive crowd. But one of the things we did downtown Raleigh is we had, because we just had this burden. I had it. Several other people on my board had it. Pastor Wooden had it. That we wanted black churches involved with white churches in these culture war issues, which doesn't happen very often, obviously. And so we made up these beautiful invitations, and we invited so many different black pastors to come out. And we had a fancy lunch down at this nice business club in downtown Raleigh. And there were about 40 black pastors there. And I asked one of the other pastors who used to be on staff here with Bishop Wooden. His name's William Cooper. He's a pastor, has his own church now. I said, William, does this ever happen? Like all these black pastors get together? And he was shaking his head going, no. This almost never happens. And I said, well, besides, obviously God did this awesome thing today, and everybody was shocked by how many people were in the room, how many black pastors were in the room. And white pastors, it's the same problem, all kinds of territorialism and all kinds of other stuff. But I said, so when this does happen, what happens? What brings this many black pastors together? And he said, I'll never forget this. This was 13 years ago. He said, a funeral, a big funeral. And I said, like, how big? He said, like Martin Luther King Jr. big. And it was so clear that day that God was just doing something in this ministry to speak at whatever level, at whatever volume, at whatever way that we could bring that message about reconciliation, racial reconciliation. And it's been that way ever since. And when we do black and white days with Bishop Wooden, I mean, I had a cameraman from CNN. Came last year. They were in town. They were covering the Trump thing in North Carolina. They interviewed me for about an hour and a half, and about 45 seconds ended up on CNN. And he came that night, Jay McMichael. He's a senior cameraman with CNN. So every time you see Trump out somewhere, Jay McMichael's with him. And Jay McMichael came up to me afterwards. He goes, I've never seen a black man and a white man with that kind of relationship and that kind of ability to communicate and have fun and get to really poignant subjects. And that's going to happen again tonight. You can be here. Call to worship. Go to our homepage, c2atoday.com, or come out to the Upper Room Church of God in Christ starting at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio, and we're able to pull Matt Papa out of the sanctuary. They're just kind of pulling it all together here, T-minus a couple hours, and we get going. How are you? Welcome back to the show, dude.
Thanks, man. I'm doing good.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
And you're in great, Nashville
great
these
to
days.
See your beautiful face.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's a stretch, but I appreciate
fellow redhead.
Except you got a lot more going on with the whole beard thing.
Yeah.
You've always had a lot more going on hair-wise than your average male.
Well, we're at five kids now, so...
Holy moly.
The hair up top is pretty much gone now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happens, dude.
I guess.
Five, you bested us. You know, we're like four is like nothing all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's five kids. They're all younger.
Yeah, pull your mic up just a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
There
can you hear me?
Yeah, you can pull it up a little bit like that if you want to.
Got it. There is that better?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's a crazy time, but it's so good. I was just talking to my wife the other day how many people we meet who are adults who come from large families who just are solid people. They're just emotionally very healthy.
Yeah.
And there's something about like the I think the daily sort of forced reminder that you're not the center of the universe.
Yeah, that's exactly
big
right.
Family,
yeah, you can't be.
There's something cool about it. So for all its craziness, we're seeing God do some great things out of it. And
yeah, it's
awesome.
Good,
it's good times.
Well, I know you've got, and thanks for being here again, our fourth year in a row, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. It's just, and it always kind of comes together crazy, and it was easier when you lived here, but it still works.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you flew in last year and it still works. So, I know you're working on a new album. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so I actually recorded the bulk of the sort of line share of it, either last week or last week in Charlottesville, Virginia. I was approached by a producer. His name's Isaac Wardell. He lives in Charlottesville, and Isaac's an awesome guy. He's been a church musician, worship leader, and producer for the last 10-15 years.
Wow.
And he's produced stuff for Sandra McCracken, Josh Garrels, folks like that. But he has a very interesting kind of niche. Like his niche, his thing is, he pretty much only records live. So instead of layering or, you know, MIDI and quantization, I don't know, I don't want to geek out here, but basically for whoever's listening, the approach is more like, let's get 7 or 8 musicians in a room and rehearse the songs and then press record.
Wow.
And so
that's kind of old school.
It's very old school. Yeah. So the whole thing will have like an old school feel. But there's a lot, you know, and there's a lot of different philosophies about it, pros and cons. But one pro to this approach is that, you know, it does, the music has a soul to it, you know, because, and, you know, there's a lot of good things you can say, I think, about the approach. But for one, it has a soulfulness to it. It has an ebb and flow. It feels more human. You know, there's something about, like, I think subconsciously even when you listen to stuff that's very on the grid or quantized.
So produced.
Yeah, there's something that, like, there's an excitement to it maybe, but there's not maybe sometimes, like, a depth or a humanity in it.
I think the humanity is the right word.
Yeah. And so even in the aesthetics of this record, so content-wise, I don't know what I'm going to title the album yet. It's going to be 10 or 11 songs. I think I think I'm going to title it "Songs from the Wilderness." But the thematic sort of thread and content also has a very sort of human thing to it. That generally the songs are about they're about restlessness, wandering, pain, and sort of our pursuit of God from that place. And so,
with the word lament. Work?
Yeah, I would say that would fit. Yeah. I would say lament would fit really well. And so it's kind of a mixture. You know, there's some hymns on it. I'm trying to run through like some of the song titles. There's a song called "We Shall Come Safely Home." It's a hymn. There's a hymn called "Joseph Hymn" that kind of walks through the life of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the little refrain says, "What was meant for evil, God meant for good." So it's kind of a reframing of our pain. There's a song called "Saturday," which is kind of an exposition of like the obviously the Saturday of Christ and the silence of that day, but also the Saturdays that we all live through and face and the silence and the quiet of those moments. Let's see what's,
well,
what's,
when you say something, and we've talked about this before last time I saw you out in Nashville, but when you say a hymn, so what's the difference between like a hymn and like what we would call probably a regular praise and worship song or a regular contemporary Christian song?
Yeah. So again, I don't want to geek out here, but this is all kind of it's kind of semantics and the terminology and that kind of thing. But I would say, generally speaking, the way to distinguish between a hymn and a sort of regular pop song or regular like modern worship song is that a hymn has longer melodic phrases, for one. So if you think about it musically, so it has longer melodic phrases. So for example, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." So that's, you know, whatever, 7 or 8 notes there. Generally, a pop song has shorter, faster phrases.
Got it.
You know, whatever. More shorter and repeated. A hymn generally lyrically will be a sort of more, I don't know, more dense kind of content, more, you know, kind of something with layers, and you kind of want to sit with it for a little while longer. And neither one is necessarily good or bad, but a pop song, you know, the goal is for a more like immediate effect.
Sure.
And so I guess that's, you know, those two.
You kind of marinate more in a hymn.
Yeah. That's kind of the.
Because that's a deeper pull generally.
Yeah.
Which is it harder to write hymns?
Yeah, it's much harder. Because, you know, I like a friend, I have two guys who I meet with regularly to write, and, you know, sometimes it'll take 7-8 months. Some have taken 2 to 3 years. But rarely do we ever finish one in, you know, in like less than a month. It usually takes about a month, minimum. Because I guess because, structurally, you know, a hymn, the meter, and part of this is like for the purpose of people singing it, but you have, it's more strict in terms of the math of it. Like first line, you have 8 notes, second line, you have 7, third line, you have 8 notes, fourth line, you have 7. And so you're working to fit the words in that kind of rubric, that is very like repeated and kind of, you know, one way to kind of think about it is like structurally, I like to, like a hymn is almost like, maybe like a Rolls Royce,
yeah,
as compared to, you know, like a pop song, like more of a sports car,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And just so it,
and the Rolls Royce being hand built,
yeah,
and just
yeah,
more intricate,
a lot of more, yeah, a lot of more time in it, yeah, and that kind of thing, and each one serves a good purpose, I believe, yeah. And so yeah, so I'm excited about this record. It's it is quite sad, I think, but I think people resonate with it. I think you know, in our culture that we live in, I think the temptation is when we do feel a moment of sadness in our lives, we just kind of go to distraction before we
get rid of it. Yeah, yeah, avoid.
Just, yeah, you know, through technology or, you know, through a number of ways and so my hope is that this gives kind of a voice to that, gives a moment for people to find expression, healing, and to, you know, most of all, you know, to carry it to God.
Yeah. Amen. When do you think it'll be ready? When do you think it'll release?
I think January, February.
Oh, pretty quick.
I'm hoping January. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty quick.
And so that'll show up, obviously, on mattpapa.com, iTunes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we circle back around when that comes out. Real quick, we only have like a minute and a half left, but just kind of give people your perspective on these call to action, call to worship events. I mean, you've been at 3 of them, obviously, and here we're at a different kind of church, at a black church. But what's been your impression over the last 3 years?
You know, I think my favorite thing about them have been the stories of people. I think I feel like that's the unique factor of these events is you walk away. You know, a lot of worship events, you walk away like in awe of who God is because of the song or the sermon or whatever. You know, you always want to walk away in awe of who God is, but I think these specifically, you walk away in awe of who God is because of the sort of radical transformation of people's stories and what God's done in their life. And so I feel like in the past few years, you know, just the different testimonies and stories stick out in such a huge, profound way. And I think because of that, there's a lot of power, obviously in our stories,
absolutely,
but in our vulnerability and in what God has done in our life. So to have an event that highlights those, you know, I feel like it creates a culture and environment where people want to also be honest and people want to also, just be grateful to God for the story they're writing in their own life.
Right, in their own life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know what the story is tonight?
I want to say I do.
He was in L.A. for 7 years, and he was an award-winning porn star.
Okay, yeah.
Now he's training to be a pastor.
That's unreal, man.
It's unreal. I like this stuff just keeps coming our way. I thank God for it. But, yeah, Joshua Broom, he'll be sharing tonight. And Matt Papa's here. The Upper Room Praise Team is here. We're going to mash all that together. It is definitely going to be a party. So if you don't have any tickets yet, you can still get them. You can still come out. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a piece of cake. You can just come join us here in Raleigh. Just go to the homepage, c2atoday.com. C2atoday.com. You can register there, grab your tickets, and get on down here. You got plenty of time. We're in Southeast Raleigh. And then remember, we're going to be streaming it live via a Ustream tonight. That'll be on my Facebook page. So the Call to Action Facebook page is facebook.com/C2A Radio. C2A Radio. Please pray for us. Please pray for me.
that God would be glorified and that we would have great support financially tonight. And then everybody that comes will get a little bit closer to God and see a little more of his glory. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.